WGLT is now responsible for the day-to-day management of WCBU. Bradley University still holds the license, and at the end of the day, Bradley University is still responsible for making sure that the station is on the air within FCC guidelines and continues to serve the community.
I hear words including merger, acquisition in the community, but the legal document actually says partnership, correct?
Mm-hmm. And that's the word I prefer, is partnership. In commercial media, these sorts of arrangements happen all the time. I think in public media, obviously, we have a little different mission. We don't necessarily have to worry about making money, but what we do have to worry about is making enough money, bringing in enough money to fund the operation, and then hopefully making more money on top of that so that you can actually increase and build the operation. And I think that in the long term, that is what this partnership is going to allow us to do for both radio stations and in both communities.
Donor activities are now managed by WGLT through Bloomington Normal. How can our listeners be assured that their money and donations are going to WCBU?
A number of ways, but I would hope that folks would have enough trust that when they hear us say that, people understand that we mean what we say. Both radio stations undergo an audit. You know, if you really wanted to, you could see that the funds are segregated. They're in separate accounts. If you donate money to WCBU, that will go towards funding the operations of WCBU. Conversely, if you are donating to WGLT, those funds go to the operations of WGLT.
I am often stopped and asked if I am commuting to Bloomington every day. I am not. You and I are talking today in a new location. Tell us about that.
We are in the fourth floor of Morgan Hall. Bradley University did come through with a new location. Of course, when you're moving an entire radio station, there are going to be some bumps, and we experienced a lot of those when we moved in November. We're getting more and more of those knocked out, as you know, and we will continue to improve from there. But yes, we are sitting here right now in Peoria, Illinois, on the campus of Bradley University, and that is where the studio is located.
How important was it to keep the studios on campus?
From my perspective, it was important. And I think everybody was in agreement from the very beginning that it was vitally important that WCBU continue to serve the Peoria area community.
So we've had a number of programming changes in addition to staff changes. What's the process behind the programming changes? Some are obviously more popular than others.
You have been in broadcasting long enough to know when you make any change to people's programming, you're going to hear mixed reaction. What we needed to do, because Jobes Hall is coming down, well, that's where WCBU's satellite receiver is located. At this point, the network feeds from NPR, for instance, are coming from WGLT's satellite receiver in Normal and being sent audio over IP. That is a savings for WCBU, obviously, but it does require bringing the two programming lineups into much closer alignment here in Peoria.
What do you say to the folks that may still be very skeptical of this arrangement?
The radio station's still on the air. It would not have been without the arrangement. And I believe that Bradley University has been pretty clear about that. This radio station is better now than it was 2 months ago. It was better 2 months ago than it was 2 months before that. I expect that trend to continue.
R.C. McBride, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
R.C. McBride serves as the general manager for WGLT and WCBU. I'm Kristen McHugh.